Okay, so Sheni of Pinchas, so we have the Pekude Moshe and Elazar, Be'arvos Moav, and just two quick Kayaros before we get to the point that I really want to make. Right, the Netziv's Hakdama to Sefer Bamidbar, so he talks about Chumash HaPekudim and the distinction between Pekude Moshe Ve'Aron Mar Sinai and Pekude Moshe Ve'Elazar Be'arvos Moav, so Ayin Sham, how he thinks that those Pekudim, I happen to think it's a little bit Bedochak, but he makes a broader point there. Between the two generations, you know, the generation of the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the generation that's Nechnas Laretz, and he thinks that the Pekudim really sort of capture that distinction. Very fascinating argument. So Ayin Sham for this Aliyah. The second point is that, you know, there are a number of stories that are included in, you know, what otherwise is a census. And by the way, the census here isn't according to the Degalim, because they're no longer going to be traveling through Midbar Sinai. So you start with Reuven, Bechor, Yisrael, and then you move to Shimon and Gad. So it's organized by the Degalim in the sense of, you know, Reuven, Shimon, Gad, then Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and then, you know, Menashe before Ephraim. That's one of the Hayaros that the Netziv has, as opposed to Ephraim before Menashe, but Menashe, Ephraim, Binyamin, then Dan, and Asher and Naphtali, but there's no, you know, census, separate census of Degel Machane Yehuda, Degel Machane Reuven, Degel Machane Ephraim, Degel Machane Dan, right? So that's important in its own right. And the Ramban says, yeah, because it's all about the Chiluk Haaretz. And he explains that that's why we have a number, I'll just cite three of the examples that he gives, a number of incidents that are, you know, recorded. First of all, you know, with Reuven, we have, the four children of Reuven, Chanoch, Chetzron, Falu, and Uvnei Falu Eliav, Uvnei Eliav, Nimuel, Dasan, Vaviram. And then Dasan, Vaviram, you know, you would think that the Torah is, recording this for, you know, important reasons. Vativ Tachar, it says Pia, Vativ Laosam, Vias Korach, Mosaida. By the way, that's the best evidence that Korach was Minad Beluim. It sounds like Korach was actually swallowed up, as opposed to what it says in Parshas Korach, Vies Kol HaAdam Asher LeKorach, Vies Kol HaRishuch HaRichush. But in any event, you know, the Ramban says, no, the reason that this is being included is that you can understand Uvnei Falu Eliav, Uvnei Eliav, Nimuel, Dasan, Vaviram. So Nimuel got all of the chelek that would have otherwise gone to Dasan and Aviram. And similarly, you know, the Ramban writes, and that's why we have Uvnei Vishem Bas Asher Sarach, as opposed to Rashi's, you know, citing the beautiful Medrash that she was still alive. So, the Ramban likes the idea of one of the Targumim that it's not Bas Asher, but it's, you know, Bas Eishes Asher, that she was a Bas Yoreshes Nachala, because that fits in with the Vinos Slavchad, why that story is included here too, even though it's, again, in the next Aliyah as well, because we're trying to figure out all of the, you know, Slavchad ben Chefer, lo hiulu vanim, kiim banos, v'shem Vinos Slavchad, etc., machla noah, chagla milka v'tirtza. So all of these little side stories that are included for purposes of Chiluk Haaretz. Okay, so I want to just get now to the main point. Uvnei Korach Lomesu. So, you know, sometimes we imagine this situation, Uvnei Korach Lomesu, that they weren't, you know, part of the Adas Korach, they weren't part of the Mered. Rashi learns differently, based on the Medrash Socher Tov. Heim hayu be'etzat chilo, v'shasa machlokas hira b'tshuva b'libam, l'fikach nisbatra la'makom gavoa b'gehenem v'yashfu sham, and of course that's where they sing, you know, Shira. So the fact of the matter is that heim hayu be'etzat chila, and this is, you know, similar to what we talked about Own Ben Pellet, as well, and it's not just the halacha and, you know, brachos that a kol holich basar achasima, but in life itself, you know, you could have a person who was a kohen gadol, you know, shmonim shana, al tiftach be'atzbachad yom mosach. It's a question of where a person finishes, not a question of where a person starts. So they mehim hayu be'etza tchila, but hiru b'tshuva, and that created a completely different, you know, outcome for them. And it's a macro, but it's also a micro. The Gemara Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes comes to mind, right? Where the Gemara talks about al menasha nitzadik gamur, even if the person is a rasha, you know, a rasha kol yamav, right, you know, harezo mikudashes, because maybe he was maharher b'tshuva. So it's not even a question of completing tshuva, you know, outwardly becoming a bal tshuva, but simply the idea of being maharer b'tshuva, that's a significant in its own right, especially, you know, we're during the period now of Bein HaMitzarim, the Rambam writes in general, you know, this period is la'or ha'levavos, if toach tarchi ha'tshuva, as all taniyos are, So, you know, Hirhurei Tshuva themselves are, you know, of great, you know, consequence, of great value. The Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, after going through, you know, all the things that can strip a person of their chelek in Olam Haba, so he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, right, Shemes Blo Tshuva. Avalim Shav Mi Risho Umeis, Vu Baal Tshuva, Reza Bimne Olam Haba, Shein Lecha Adavar Shomid Bivne Tshuva. So great, so that's for a Baal Tshuva, somebody who, you know, really engaged in far-reaching tshuva. But afilu kavar bikol yol yama v'achrona shav, yesho chelek olam haba, shenemar shalom shalom l'rachok v'lakarov, amar Hashem v'refasiv, kol ha-reshayim v'amumarim v'chayotze v'yam shechazer b'tshuva. Now the Rambam gets to, I think, the big chiddush here. Bein begaloi, bein b'matmonios. Basically, matmonios is hirhurei tshuva. You know, it's all internal. Nobody knew the difference. Maybe mechalik a little bit, that hirhurei tshuva is not just internal, but the beginning of an internal phase. But the Rambam writes, "Bein b'matmonios, mekadlenosav shenemar shuvu banim shavim, avavish adayin shovav hu sharei b'seiser shav v'lo begaloi mekadlen oso b'tshuva." So the Rambam, you know, lends great, you know, significance, great chashivos to the idea of hirhurei tshuva, and that's exactly what the Rambam, exactly what Rashi had to say. Yervnei korach leumeso himayu beitzatzchila. Right, they just had a hiru tshuva, and that was enough to change your destiny. It's a pasuk malei bechomesh of nekorach, you know, lo mesu. That's a remarkable, you know, idea in its own right. And like I said, it's the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, you know, as well. And the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus and Perek Ches, you know, codifies this halacha. I should just read it. Amenashan itzadik avilu rasha gamur harezu mikudeshes misafik. The Rambam, you know, casts a little bit of doubt in the Gemara. Shema hira tshuva bili bo. Again, you know, just completely internally, just, you know, matching the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. So the idea of hirhurei tshuva as consequential, the idea of hirhurei tshuva as defining, even as a hatzala of nekorach lomesu, the idea of hirhurei tshuva as enough to, you know, be mechaper on a person who is kofer biikar kol yamav, the idea of hirhurei tshuva is enough to create a chalos kiddushin, whether it's kiddushin misafek or kiddushei vadai, that's for a separate time, but, you know, the idea is that hirhurei tshuva become definitional. So, you know, just like we have in one direction, al tiftach ba'atzmecha, you know, ad yom mosacha, because a person who's tohal arishonos can lose it all, so it's true in the opposite direction as well, that a person, you know, who lived an ignominious life, but he's, you know, chozer b'tshuva basov. So that is, you know, a very important, you know, ma'amad. And so, you know, b'choleis yubigadech halavanim, the process of tshuva, which is heightened at this time of year, is obviously, you know, a perpetual process and something that, you know, we can't possibly afford to miss out on.